The kingdom that we've been talking about, the kingdom of God, it belongs to every one of us. I just stand in awe at how many years I didn't know that the kingdom belonged to me. I didn't know how to walk in it. And so when I did begin to learn about it, as I've been teaching the last several Sundays about the kingdom and who we are and what we can do, this last week we went over to Memphis. We left here Friday, and I preached over there in Memphis Friday night and then Saturday. And then we flew home last night. We left over there just a little before 5 o'clock, and it was still daylight. We're flying toward the sun. For probably an hour and a half, we had the most beautiful sunset that you've ever seen, because we're flying toward it. So we could see it lots longer than the average person was. And it's so awesome to see that from 14,000 feet, flying along there just as slick as smooth as sitting in this room in that beautiful airplane God give us. And it's landed out here at night, and we got wonderful controllers that lead us right in and everything. It's just so awesome to have all that equipment and to know how to use it, you know, and that's what makes it so wonderful. And to think that God, He give us all of this for His glory. I just stand in awe of what's available to us in the kingdom, because I think how many years that I went to a normal church that didn't teach the principles of the kingdom. You know, I mean, the church I went to, everybody virtually was saved, and that's the only way they knew Jesus as their Savior, because that's what you heard preached virtually every Sunday. You heard a salvation message that Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again on the third day, and that's good. You got to have that. You got to know that, and you have to receive that by faith, and when you do, well, that's the beginning, but that is just the beginning. There's a lot available. Well, Friday night, we were coming in a full gospel church of some kind. A great big tall guy come up and put his arm around me and said, "Pastor, I want to tell you how much I love you." He said, "You've changed my life forever." I said, "Well, I appreciate that, sir." I said, "What did God do for you?" He said, "I've had a back problem for years, for years." He said, "I'm a truck driver. I was over at a truck stop," and he says, "I met this guy and I was talking to him," and he said, "I said something, well, praise the Lord." And the guy says, "I perceive you are a man of God." And he said, "Well, I try my best to be a man of God." He said, I walk in obedience to God's word." He said, I do what I can." And the young man said, "Well, I've got a CD I want you to listen to." He said, "Have you ever heard a guy named Thurman Scrivener?" And he says, "No, never heard of him." He said, "Well, good. I want to give you a CD or two, and I want you to listen to him." So he said, I got in my truck and drove off and put one of those CDs in. And he said, "I heard things that I had never heard." He said, "I'd never heard that before I could be healed, I needed to repent of sin." But he said, "I heard that." And so I thought, wow. So he said, "I begin to really check you out." He said, "I'm listening to you and I've got my Bible and I'm checking. And what you're saying is what's in my Bible." And I thought, how come I never knew this? And so he said, "Lord, this man says if I repent of sin, I can pray for myself and I can be healed." So he said, "Lord, my back's been killing me for years. So now, Lord, I recognize from some of the things he said, some of the things he even said I'm doing, and some of the things he didn't say, I know that sin that I shouldn't be doing, but I do anyway." So he said, "Lord, I repent for all those things, and I promise you that I will stop sinning. Now, I am asking you," according to, and he quoted some scripture, I don't know which one, I don't remember, "that now, Lord, I claim my healing in the name of Jesus, and I want to thank you and praise you, it's done in Jesus' name." He said, immediately my back pain got a little less. But he said, all through the day, it got better and better and better. He said, by the time I got home that night, I had no back problem at all. He said, my back was feeling so good. And he said, I walked into the house and said, normally, when I went into the house, I walked up to the bed like this. I raised up a knee and put it on the side of the bed. And then I raised up the other knee and put it on the side of the bed. And then I let myself down gently on the bed. And then when I got flat, then I tried to roll over. He said, that's the way I had to get in bed. He said, it was very painful. But he said, I walked in, my wife's laying there in bed, and I said, honey, watch this. And he said, I just done a deal like, just whop, plow. And she said, what in the world has happened to you? He said, I met a guy that told me how to get healed. And he said, I believe God repented of my sin and said, look at this. And he said, I have no back pain whatsoever. He was so happy. He was just like Michael. That's basically what happened to Michael. You know, him and Gracie, when they come here, he had back troubles and he didn't know how to get healed either. But it wasn't just a few Sundays. He got a hold of it and he was working on his house and in a bathroom or something. And by noon or whatever, he's done. He said, Gracie, my back's killing me. And he went outside, and she said, well, you know, Pastor Thurman said in Matthew 18:19, if just two of us on earth agree. And he said, he did. And she said, well, why don't we agree? Thank God for a good wife. And so y'all prayed, and that was the end of your back trouble, wasn't it? Instantly. Yeah, his was instantly done. The kingdom of God, it's a faith kingdom, and it works on a completely different set of rules than the world we live in. And, you know, you and I live in the world every day, so we're really accustomed to the ways of the world. You know, we've been taught wrong. We watch television. Most people do. As we watch TV, we see these little commercials on television that if you got back pain, we got the best pill there is for it. If you have colds or flus, you know, if you got a stopped up head, we got the 24-hour pill, you know, that make you feel good for 24. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, you hear that stuff, and from the time you're a little child, you're trained up like that. So by hearing those things from a little child up watching television, you know, you're trained wrong. And so if you get a headache, you go in and say, Mom, I've got this terrible headache. And she said, oh, I just found some really good pills on TV, and I just bought some of them today. Let me give you a couple of them, and it'll help your headache. I mean, that's what we do, isn't it? It's like we don't ever stand on the promises of God. You know, we go by the world. And so it's something to think that here we are, the church, being trained by the world as the world thinks instead of the promises of God. And when we stand on the promises of God, we have to stand on them with no doubt. I mean, of course, I've had this revelation now about faith and how it works for many years. I've had this. I've walked in this. I've done this. And I've seen God do awesome things by faith. But one of the men that came up to me to give me a testimony up there when we were in Memphis, he said, I came down with, I forget what kind of sicknesses it was, but something terrible. And so he goes to the doctor, naturally. I mean, after all, you talk to the average Christian, and the average Christian will tell you, well, God uses doctors to heal us. This man, he said, that's the first thing I did. He said, whenever I started feeling rotten, he said, I went to a doctor, and the doctor told me what was wrong with me, and it was terrible what it was, and I don't remember all these names, but he said he prescribed certain medications that I had to take. And so he said, I began to take those just like he told me. And he said, I got worse, and I got worse. And so I went back to the doctor, and he kept telling me, well, I don't understand why this is like this. But he said, take this medication, and we'll try this one. He said, nothing seemed to work. So he said, finally, as a Christian, I prayed. Imagine that. I mean, all this time he's been sick and been going to the doctor, and he has not even confronted the king. The boss, our God, our Lord, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our provider. He's doing it man's way. But that, I mean, I laugh at that, but I was just like that for years. You know, I lived right there. You know, I had the same problem. And I didn't have a clue that you could pray and get God to do something. I never saw that in the church I was in. We never saw that. We never even heard that talked about. He said, I'm praying, Lord, what is wrong with me? You know, Lord, they're giving me this medicine, it ain't working. And he said, Thurman, he spoke to me. He said, if you will throw away the medicine and trust me and repent of your sins, I will heal you. Who's talking? Does anybody have a clue who's talking? It's the Lord. He was praying and asking, but you notice the Lord didn't do anything until he prayed and asked him. And so after he prayed and asked him, so he said, I knew I heard the Lord say that. So I said, okay, Lord, I repent of those sins. I forget now what it was. He had unforgiveness toward a brother or something. And he said, Lord, I forgive him. I will walk in love with him. I guarantee I will walk in love. I will obey you. And he said, now, Lord, I will not go back to a doctor under no conditions. And so I just want to thank you. Now, he had the privilege to hear God tell him this. But see, this is already in the Word. Isn't that amazing? How it's in the Word, but we don't spend enough time with God to know it's in the Word, so we don't have this revelation. God, he loves us so much, he wants to do good things for us. So when we start praying, he tells us when we ask him, just like he said in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer you. Imagine that, you know, that God said, call unto me, and I will answer you. You know, but some people won't even call unto him. You know, they will go to a doctor and everything, and they won't even call unto the Lord. And it's so amazing that you cannot receive from the Lord except by faith. This kingdom that we live in is a faith kingdom. Now, this man, of course, once he repented of his sins, once he asked the Lord, he said, I just thanked him for my healing, and I never did go back to a doctor. He said, that's been years ago, and I never did go back to a doctor. And so he said, the doctor told me that what I had was going to be terminal in just a few months if something didn't happen. And he said, I never did go back. And God said, I'm healed. So he said, I might as well just go ahead and work, do what I want to do. Everything's okay. And he said, he healed me and I didn't even know it. You know, said I all my symptoms went away. And he said, I've been healed ever since. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. We serve a healing God. Amen. You know, he's a healing God. Let me show you something that you have to learn to walk in this wonderful faith. First of all, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and see what faith really is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We hope for our healing and the evidence of things not seen. When you ask God for whatever, well, I'll just tell you that when I first decided I wanted that airplane, an airplane, I began to pray and ask God for an airplane. Lord, I thank you for my airplane. I don't know what you want me to have, but I need a nice one. You know, I'd like to have a twin engine. You know, I'd like to have a pressurized one. You know, God wants you to tell him exactly what you want, you know? I need something I can go in instrument weather when it's bad or raining or whatever. I need something that's powerful enough to carry several people. Our airplane will carry seven. And I said, I need an airplane that's big enough for some luggage and stuff. So, and a lot of fuel where I can go a long ways, you know, without stopping. And so, Lord, I thank you for my beautiful airplane. Now, I'm asking him, hoping for a beautiful airplane. By faith, I'm believing that he is going to get me what I'm hoping for, an airplane. It didn't happen overnight, but a while as we went along, I started looking for airplanes, and then I found one in Colorado. It was advertised, and I had the man fly it down here, and we looked at it. We flew it. I thought, man, this is exactly what I want. I went out and flew this thing. Dave and I sat in the cockpit with that guy for 5 or 6 hours. He was an instructor on 421s, and he owned this thing. And he gave us 5 hours of cockpit time, and then I went out and flew it around the area a little bit and come back and landed, and then I made another takeoff and another landing, and I said, well, how did I do? He said, you're a natural for this airplane. You were made for this airplane. And I said, well, praise God, I received that in the name of Jesus.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Trust in the Word of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.